And now I'm excited, especially after hearing the sound check. Molly Alphabet is here along with Trish Imbrogno and Chet Vincent. They're going to start off with a song, and then we'll get a chance to chat and catch up with all three of them. Take it away, Molly.
Well, it's a 40-hour work week, baby, just 'cause someone said so. And it's 6 more weeks of winter, just 'cause that's the way the wind blows. In French, they say, if you ain't shopping, you keep walking, you're just licking the windows, just licking the windows. And I like the ways in which my face is getting older, and I like the ways in which my friends are getting bolder. And you crank up the juice, just 'cause someone said so.
Molly Alphabet, backed by Trish Imbrogno and Chet Vincent. Molly, that's is that your song? I like it.
Yes, that's a relatively new original from our EP we put out in May.
I like it. In fact, there's a lot of those. Did you have other candidates to include in terms of the cliches you chose to opine on in that song?
That's sort of how most of my songwriting starts. There's a cliche, so to speak, a turn of phrase that just sticks in my head. That one being from high school French class, actually, licking the windows.
I've never heard that. I was going to ask you. It's clear. What a great expression.
Yes.
And then can you imagine somebody from France coming here and in English saying, let's go lick the windows?
Yeah, faire du lèche-vitrine, and that's how they say window shopping. So I just always thought that was really cute and poignant and always stuck in my head. So 12 years later, I made it the title of a song.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Have you been playing with these two a lot?
Yes. So this whole project started as a spinoff from Chet has more of a rock and roll band, and he wanted to write more rootsy, folky country songs. So originally he was writing the songs. That was probably 6 years ago now. And Trish joined on as our bass player almost immediately, so 5 years at least.
So talking to Chet, you were writing songs maybe that weren't exactly right for the big band, your rock band, but you wanted to have a group to play those in?
Oh, definitely. Molly and I are really into like old classic country and classic folk songs, and I was writing some stuff like that that seemed like it'd be better for her to sing, and she's got a great voice. So we started as a side recording project, and she's really run with it, and is really good at writing songs. So.
Yeah, these songs sound. That's why I think everything you're doing is original, right? Today.
Today, yes.
These songs sound like they could have been written years ago. That's a compliment. I can't quite put my finger on it, but they sound like they're coming from a deep country catalog. And a lot of that has to do with the way you're singing them, mm-hmm. Too. Let me catch up with Trish, too, part of the band. I just tagged you on Facebook.
Right.
She's Patricia on Facebook.
I am.
Do you prefer Trish or Patricia?
I prefer Trish.
I thought so. I got scared for a minute when I saw Patricia there. Chet is, it's Chet Vincent with small letters, like in the E.E. Cummings style of Chet Vincent.
Very artsy.
How did you hook up with these two?
I was introduced by another musician in the city, and they needed a bass player. And I think it was at the 31st Street Pub was the first time I met these guys, and it was after a show I played. And then I started to play with them. So
turned out she lived around the corner from us. So
oh, yeah,
we
did.
Came together.
Oh, that's great. And what other projects are you involved in now, Trish?
I play with the Grant Street Grifters. It's a folk duo. And the Casual Hobos is a bluegrass trio. And then the Charlie Hustle and the Grifters is an electric jam band.
I thought there's a lot to keep track of.
She's busy.
Yeah. So let's turn to Molly. We'll have another song in a second, but Molly, you've been here before, but some people are hearing you for the first time. Can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you came to be where you are today? You can start like at birth.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm born and raised in Lawrenceville, right on 52nd Street, and my family's actually been there for 4 or 5 generations on both sides.
You're not one of those new, let's move to Lawrenceville
well,
people.
One of my one grandpa was actually from Bloomfield, truth be told, so not totally pure Lawrenceville.
Scoundrel.
Yeah.
The scoundrel, that's almost
But yeah, so I definitely did not grow up with country music at all. I have one older brother who sort of got into it, and then when I was in college in Washington, D.C., I just found myself kind of going back to some of those old songs that he used to play and got really, really into it. And then when we moved back to Pittsburgh in 2007, we found out there was a little burgeoning classic country scene right in my own neighborhood with Slim Forsythe, you know, and Trish living right around the corner. The Beagle Brothers. It was really refreshing to come back to Pittsburgh and find other people doing this kind of music right in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So. Where did you go to school?
There used to be a Catholic school on 44th Street called St. John Newman. And then for high school, I went to Shadyside Academy, and that's where I met Chet.
Yeah, I remember St. John Newman. And how about in D.C.?
Georgetown.
And because there has always been a pretty strong folk and bluegrass scene in D.C., and I don't know whether you were exposed to that there.
We were not. We were in the part of D.C. that was, you know, college students, transient government employees. You know, there was not a lot of rootsy anything in the part of D.C. that we were in.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why I was kind of looking back to that music.
Well, it's I know, the Birchmere is there, which is a great club, but that's in suburban D.C. Mm-hmm. and Alexandria. And then for a time, American University's radio station had quite a lot of bluegrass on the radio. These days, it's your usual public radio favorites, ranging from All Things Considered to Morning Edition to All Things Considered. But at the time, there was a lot of bluegrass. You could listen to a great station. I think they still do it on—
We didn't really get out into the broader city channel. Much. You know, as college students, you kind of live in a bubble.
Yeah. You both went to Georgetown. Is that—
I went to GW, just down the street.
Okay. Is that how you met, though?
We met in high school, actually.
High school, and we both went to college at separate D.C. colleges.
Okay, but you met at Shadyside. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. How sweet. what song would you like to do next?
This is actually one that Chet wrote. This is one of the first songs that we did as a band, and it's kind of about this concept of a city girl being into classic country music. It's called Mountain Man. Mountain man, I know it must seem strange for a city girl to love someone like you. I know I have a lot to learn and have a lot to prove. Mountain man, would you love me if I could? And I would learn to live off of the land and fish, set traps, pick berries with my hands. And I would learn to shoot a gun and chop up firewood. Mountain man, would you love me if I could? And would you love me if I could plant a garden and harvest syrup from a maple tree? What if I could skin a deer and cook a rabbit stew? Mountain man, this city girl loves you. Mountain man, I know it must seem weird that I wanna clean your boots and trim your beard. And I would learn to pack a lip, a dip, spit, pinch, and chew. Mountain man, would you love me if I could? And would you love me if I could pick a banjo and fill the air with a lovely melody? What if I could work a still and brew some Mountain Dew? Mountain man, this city girl loves you. To move to the mountain and be with you. Well, I want to move to the mountain and be with you. Well, I want to. What if I gave up city life, got a rugged attitude? Mountain man, would you love me if I could? And would you love me if I could raise the children and build a happy home and family? What if I could promise always to stay true? Mountain man, this city girl loves you.
What a great song and a great performance, singing it by Molly Alphabet. Writing that song had to be a lot of fun, I would imagine, Chet. First of all, you're writing from the perspective of another gender.
Always risky.
Yeah.
I always say Chet's great at writing classic country songs from the female perspective, for sure.
There's not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's a really tight song. How was it to write? Did you struggle with it much? Or?
No, not really. I don't remember it being particularly difficult. Molly asked for a theme for for that song, and it was just a fun project.
Yeah, I mean, once you, it seems like once you come up with a concept, there's some really great imagery in that song. The cleaning boots. trying to remember what was it before cleaning boots? It was
trimming beard,
cleaning boots, and trimming your beard because. I can tell you firsthand, you don't necessarily have to be from the country to need the services occasionally. But that's a really well-crafted song. And when did you discover how much you loved singing?
Kind of, you know, Chet more or less brought it out of me, I would say. Oh. I going to a Catholic school in grade school, for the most part, everybody kind of sings a little bit in the choir and in weekly mass. And then in high school, I was in the choir, but I always definitely just hung in the back and didn't really get into it much. But I would sing just around the house in the car all the time. So when Chet wanted to start this project, he was like, I know you can sing. I've heard you sing. So, and we kind of honed it from there.
Well, you really have a good voice and a very clear voice, which is distinctive and also not common. I mean, your voice really rises in a nice way. Have you worked hard at it, or have you taken any lessons? Or
I haven't taken any lessons. I guess the way in which I've worked hard is just, I mean, I was already like 25 at that point when we started doing this, and the way I've worked at it is just being extremely willing to just get up and do it. You know, there's something to be said for that, and then you listen back to it in the early years, and I would go, oh, you know, I need to do that differently. I need to do that differently. So just maybe not being shy about just putting it out there and then working on it as you go. I mean, if you wait too long to get it right, you might never do it, basically.
Yeah, I think about things like that all the time. You better just do it while you can, yeah. If you wait so long to do it. Trish, it's got to be fun for you to play with these two.
Yeah, it is. Country music wasn't something I played. I played bluegrass and folk, but it lended itself well to what I knew. So
yeah, and it, I mean, you're keeping the heartbeat really nicely as they go. And a lot of bluegrass and folk musicians, there is not much country in their repertoire typically, or even music with the style of country. So it's neat to have you here playing along with them.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and we've actually worked a few bluegrass songs into our repertoire with our drummer and without, so it's nice to cross the two genres together. So
yeah, I was going to ask, do you often have a drummer with the three of you? Because country music is almost always expected, often at least, to have a drummer. Who, anybody in particular? Or
yeah, probably most shows we do with, actually it's a six-piece band, they couldn't here today, unfortunately, but Josh Carter plays his drums with us. He's an excellent country drummer. Daniel Dickison on lead guitar, and Teal Fitzpatrick plays keys, and sometimes Reed Connolly on pedal steel. So it's a very fluid band, but that's the core group.
That sounds great. Trish will appreciate this. A band, The Whites, from bluegrass, from the world of bluegrass, once showed up at a bluegrass festival in Beaver County with instruments similar to the ones that Molly just mentioned. And the bluegrass audience was bewildered at the piano and drums up on the stage. And I mean that kindly, not it was like, huh? This and actually all of us were. We weren't really expecting to see those instruments. And what do? They're the Whites, you know. They banged away on the piano and made for an interesting night.
It's nice to switch up that bluegrass sound a little bit in the middle of a long bluegrass festival.
Absolutely. It was just fine. Molly, you mentioned the EP that's came out in May. What's the best way to get a hold of that?
On Bandcamp. You can listen to it on Spotify, buy it on iTunes, and on Bandcamp you can listen to all the tracks, and then if you like what you hear, download it. Or you can click a button to have us mail a physical copy to you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And if you, an actual physical copy
yeah, old school.
Of music. But that's actually a good thing to have. But Molly will probably autograph it for you if you
Absolutely.
If you ask her to. Molly Alphabet, Chet Vincent, Trish Imbrun. Okay. I like this. It's like the Pittsburgh. You were talking off the air. I'm not getting it right now. Imbrunia.
Imbrunio.
Yeah. Imbrunio.
Like lasagna.
Like lasagna. That's a great thing. I always say burger like hamburger because people want to say burger. So we could start a club for people with names that can be helped along by food references.
I see a restaurant in the making.
I do. There's Vincent's Pizza for Chet and Alphabet Soup for Molly. Perfect. We're set. And there's a cereal called Alphabets, too. Who knew? We're all set. We'll talk a little bit about where folks can come and see you live in a few minutes, but do you want to do another song?
Sure. This one is called What Lies West. A friend of ours out in L.A., she wrote a screenplay, and she asked me to write a theme song for it. It's an adventure movie, a coming of age about two young women in California on an adventure to the ocean. Sunrise is in my kitchen window. Sunset's in my back door. She shows her finest colors when she hangs low. I got a feeling she wants to show me more. What lies west? Woohoo, dead west. Woohoo, gives her signal in my window. As the evening news goes, ain't nothing here for you, girl. Head west. Well, I never used to wish I had a sister. And I never used to call upon my when she sank below the hills, you know I missed her. You and me gon' bring her back again. What lies west? Woohoo, dead west. Woohoo, gives her signal in my window. As the evening news goes, ain't nothing here for you, girl. Head west. Surprised by you. If you promise not to be surprised by me too. Shadows lace the crooked trail. We walk them hand in hand. Why should we be scared of what we don't know?
Saturday Light Brigade with Molly Alphabet, and that one you wrote,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I like, that sounds like a movie, you know? You can sort of see that
We're
in the background of a movie, the instrumental version, all sorts of different...
We went in the studio and recorded like a slow version, and yes.
It, and Chet might know this more, because I'm thinking Chet might, is Chet the most... has Chet written the most songs of the three of you, probably.
Not for this band, but absolutely overall.
In total.
Absolutely.
I mean, the market is interesting, isn't it, between video games and movies. And I don't know how you've done in that regard, but I'm amazed at how much need there is for music.
Oh, yeah.
These days. And not that it's necessarily easy to find those kinds of placements, but it seems like either I'm learning about it, so it's new to me, but I don't think so. I think it's there are just so many vehicles needing music, and creativity is becoming dearer and more important for people. Is that true?
I think so. I think there's a lot of a lot more projects that individuals are taking on. You know, in the past it might be,
yeah,
you know, like a big company makes a TV show or a movie, but now, you know, anybody can, you know, have a YouTube series or make their own movie or television show. And there's, I've run into lots of projects like this where we've needed to, you know, do something, you know, write a song for it, help out with the soundtrack, you know, give songs that we've recorded to friends doing projects. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice to be able to collaborate in that way and to be really egalitarian about it, too, to share music and or charge a reasonable, you know, fee for that kind of stuff and hope for the best.
Yeah, and it's nice to see, you know, your songs being used for something or someone else, you know, taking it and using it for their creative project.
Yeah, absolutely. I took a quick look at Molly's website. I didn't see any gigs beyond today on it, but I didn't look at some other places. Do you have anything coming up?
Yeah, I think we haven't updated the actual .com in a while. Facebook's probably the most active. But, well, this evening, you know, today is Rock All Night in Lawrenceville, where there are bands all day, all over the neighborhood. We are hosting the stage at my family's Irish Club on 52nd Street, the AOH. So we'll be there 8 till whenever. At the end, we kind of wanted to devolve into an acoustic jam. So like from 11 p.m. onward, bring your acoustic instruments. Everybody, don't be shy. And then on September 23rd is maybe our biggest favorite show that we do every year at Needs down there in Lawrenceville on their outdoor stage. So that's September 23rd, and we'll play from 7 to 10 with the full band.
Fish sandwiches optional.
Absolutely.
But, mandatory.
Mandatory.
Smelling the fish sandwiches.
Yeah. I have to be, you know, full disclosure, I only went to Needs for the first time about a year ago, and I found out what all the fuss was, to eat, and I found out what all the fuss was about.
Well,
I
had to see a show in the outdoor amphitheater is something else. It's really special.
That's great. Well, we have time, I think, for two more, if you're up for it, unless I lost count. What would you like to do next?
Do I want?
Okay. This is another one from the new EP. Chet also wrote this one. That's four songs that I wrote on there and one that Chet wrote. This one's called White Wine.
Ready? One and two and...
straight to my head. White wine, even when I'm drinking red.
That's a fine song. That's one, I don't know, you could hear that coming out in a movie or making it as a country chestnut. I really liked the bass line on that song too, Trish. It really pushed it along.
Trish tears
but
it up on that one.
Yes, she does. Trish was trying to recruit more women bass players among the fiddlers, they were violinists, not fiddlers, but the violinists from Seton Center. They'll find out eventually they're fiddlers too. but you got a few takers, right? Did you get the...
Well, I'm not so sure she was a taker. She was a little dumbfounded by my comment that she should learn to play. We need more female upright bass players.
She was probably, at the time, since you hadn't played yet, trying to figure out how she was going to get that under her chin. It's been great to have you here. This will be our last chance to talk. Chet, are you playing anywhere soon that we should know about?
Yeah, we'll be playing at, I'm going to be doing a solo show at the Carnegie Library on October 15th. It's part of their monthly Music in the Stacks series.
And that's in Oakland?
That's in Oakland, yeah.
Great.
So that'll be a cool show. I'm doing a lot of the acoustic songs I've been working on lately.
Excellent. And you heard Trish mention that the next show is going to, well, tonight at Rock All Night. You heard Molly mention that. And Trish, anything we should know about where any of your various groups, where will you next play music where people can hear you and see you?
With Molly tonight, the Casual Hobos are also on that bill on that stage. So if you come at a little early, what is that, 8:40, right?
Yeah.
8:40? I don't know, sometime during Rant at the AOH tonight. And the Casual Hobos are also playing in Oil City next Friday. They do a series in their terminal building.
Oh, excellent. And as you may know, we have listeners up in that area over in the old terminal, too. That's a great venue. And so hopefully folks will look for you there. Thank you, all three of you,
for
being here today.
Us.
And the song you're going to close with is the one you did during soundcheck, which was it still is a great song. What's it called?
Called Naked in the Eyes of the Lord.
Naked in the Eyes of the Lord. And if ever there was a fresh song that sounds like an old country song, I think this is it. Here again is Molly Alphabet along with Chet and Trish.
If you like perfect singing, then you damn sure won't like my But if you like pretty good rhythm, baby, I have got the time. If you wanna go out dancing, honey, that will be just fine. Or I've got a big old comfy couch and a big old box of wine. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you and you're looking too, too be true. If you want a great big wedding, baby, that sounds just divine. Or it's you and me and Elvis in a Vegas conga line. We'll march up and down the strip to the California line. People joining in, just keeping perfect time. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you and you're looking too good to be true. Oh, maybe I should pay attention to the way I look when I leave my house. Woo-hoo. Yeah, maybe I should pay attention to the way I look when I leave my house. Oh, maybe I should pay attention to the way I look when I leave my house.
got you on my mind. Let's you and me start living, babe, if you can find the time. I'll tell you all about it if I get you on the line. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you and you're looking too good to be true.
Molly, Alphabet, backed up by Chet Vincent and Trish Imbrogna. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Best wishes for continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks.